Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Next time you go on your walk and it's in a weird, you know, little low light area, right? It's like in the morning. Have a very animated discussion with yourself. Not when you're doing the whole walk, but like whenever you're getting near people. So you're like, you're walking along, you'll just be like, I don't know. And then just keep walking. They'll never bother you again. You'll never have anything to do with it.
You know what? I might try it. I absolutely
might
try it.
You can get away with that.
Oh, why am I the first failed talking head? Why does it have to be me?
I'm not saying we're going to hit on all nine for the entire, from the beginning or close of the show, right?
The popular General Motors nine-cylinder engine.
They sold that version in Mexico.
Yeah, it wasn't so great.
Central America, South America.
Nueve.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hello, Brantford, Connecticut, Hunters, Washington, Syracuse, New York, Omaha, Nebraska, and McMinnville, Tennessee. The Mike O'Mara Show is on, and we are glad to have you with us. It's a very interesting Wednesday, very busy in the O'Mara household. I go from the sunrise until the sunset on Wednesday, and it's drop-off day for me. It's workout day for me. It's do the show day for me.
Yes.
It's get a haircut day for me.
Oh, you got a haircut.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. And thank you.
It's perfectly placed.
What's that mean?
It means it looks good.
I just can tell on certain days you're going to piss me off from the beginning to the end.
It's every show, Mike.
Hold on. It's every show lately. It is. My son just came in here. How was school today?
Hey, buddy.
Why do you come running in here?
Because he wanted to be on the show.
Are you just staring at your picture? And
he's a star.
Are you just staring at your picture?
He's mugging.
Say hi to Rob.
Hi.
Hello,
say
buddy.
Say hi to Oscar.
Hi, Oscar.
Hola.
How come you didn't use Rob's name?
Buenos dias.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Oscar.
That's better. Thank you. A little respect.
What was your favorite part of your day today?
What was your favorite part of your day today?
Probably so we have this game. It's called Kahoot. It's an app where you can do like quizzes on it.
Uh-huh.
And I came second place. I was in first place. And then I did a question like a little bit slower. And then the person in second place
knocked you off.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have to like ring in?
I would have been in first place, and I lost.
I'll take the headphones off so you can hear the guy. So Rob said, "Do you have to like?"
Yeah, because if it was a slow fact, you have to ring in. Can you give us a sample question that you got on the Kahoot game?
So this one was rounding numbers. Mm.
Okay.
Rounding to the nearest 100.
All right.
So they 277. Rounding to the nearest 100, that would be...
Well, you should make Oscar figure it out.
200.
If you're rounding down. If you're rounding down, yeah.
It's not called rounding down, it's called let it rest. Because if you're saying round it down, it's like you're going to...
Talking on the microphone.
It's kind of like you're going to want to change the 100.
Oh, I get it. I get it. I thought when you were saying rounding, it meant like... numbers.
To the nearest.
It meant numbers with curves on them, like a zero or a five.
Take off all the points?
He's a malahead. So I have to do the show now.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah,
I lost by 2 points.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had 8,054.
You'll get them next time.
How we feel in this house.
Yeah. She had.
We only accept winners.
Yeah, second place is Loserville.
Ice cream is for winners, Michael.
No ice cream for you, son.
Is there any...
Makes you like him. What,
this tone during the show.
Not what I meant to have.
I love this show.
Is there anything else you want to say?
You're
very energetic. Yeah.
He hit you yesterday, too. I think this needs to stop.
Elder donuts, abuse. Yeah, you had to, oh, that's right. Donuts for breakfast. And we know what that caused. Okay, goodbye. All right, see you later. Bye.
What did donuts cause? Like an urgency?
Toots.
Well, I was in the car driving him. And there were some donut farts.
Yeah.
It was not cool.
You had to clear that.
But anywho, life is good. He's a very, very happy young man. Where the hell was I? I forgot what I was talking about. I don't know. He threw me off my game.
No, completely. You're opening
you were
the
talking
show
about
up.
It was very busy. You got a haircut. I complimented your haircut, and you said that pissed
you
off.
Your trainer?
No, the thing I wanted to talk about is Oscar was very excited to come in and say that we had a segment of the show that we put on TikTok that has gotten a tremendous amount of interest, not certainly viral,
no. Right.
But for us, and you were, you know, in the way you do, you did your little thing of, wow, we're hot, in
no,
that sarcastic way.
No, you see, you totally
way.
Misread it.
There's no need to yell.
No, he misread it.
Well, that's the only thing he gets enthused about anymore, is yelling at me, is arguing with me, even when he's wrong.
How
that's
did
what
you,
he,
how
that's
did,
what gets his blood
how
flowing
How did you
now.
Read it, and how did... Robert.
I read it like that you surprised me with the fact that this TikTok that I don't even know about, I'm going to ask you about it in a minute, but then Rob was kind of doing, you know when Rob does his, like, something's good and he does his...
Yeah. Like, it's almost
I
a,
thought
like
it
a
was
fake,
this,
a fake
like,
good.
Everything's...
Yeah.
Everything's a joke.
Well, it's let me be clear here. It's hard to tell someone's emotion over Zoom or when we do the show. You know when he's being a smartass, right?
I know
you,
when he's
yeah,
being a smartass.
You know.
And most of the time.
Yeah, majority
well, no,
of the time.
He, all the time. He's a smartass every day. That's what his job is. It's part of his job.
Yes.
It's his greatest, it's his only undiminished skill.
Oh, to your point, do you think you're going to get any different when it's something that we should be serious about? No.
No. No.
But you see, even Oscar's misreading it.
Oh, I actually don't
All right,
you were
go ahead. Go ahead. You have the floor.
Because when we were told the statistic, you were surprised. I was equally surprised. I didn't know about it until I just found out. We found out at the same time. And you made a remark about it. And I said, we're hot, baby. I mean, it was something genuine.
But did he say it like that with his tone?
All right. Did
you say it with a no? Not you can't please me. I mean, did you say it with a sarcastic tone?
No,
come on.
No, it wasn't sarcastic.
We're hot, baby.
That's couldn't be further from what I said.
That's exactly how you said it.
That's what you heard, but it's not what I said.
Yeah, I think maybe if we focused on what's working instead of what's not working,
you're right.
That would be productive.
Thank you. Okay, I'm
so,
sorry.
What's working is Mike. You're engaged with the show.
Yes.
You have some sweet sound bites. And
yeah, I'd say, and we're putting them up on TikTok.
Yes, yeah.
And, TikTok.
And I'll say
Internet.
That
Bitcoin.
I'll say that I don't want to tip my hand, but we can talk about this later off air. Matt, Ponyboy Bloom, having a stellar week. Fantastic.
One of his best weeks ever.
Best week ever. Just like the TV show. And I'm at home with my wife, and I said, hey, like, what happened to that one video? Like, because I'm giving him a little more direction these days. And she said that she was working with Matt, and Matt said at one point, he goes, this is so tedious. I don't want to put this much effort into this.
Oh, yeah.
He
absolutely.
Said that?
Yeah.
Well, because.
Well, hold on. Well, now I want to hear the context of it. What happened exactly, Pony?
So there was a TikTok video we were putting together that was approaching like 2.5 hours of work at this point, because it was just it was being done in such a roundabout way that was bringing in, there were editing techniques coming in from like expert video editors here at Podville Media. And I'm like,
we're trying to help.
Yeah.
We're trying to, and I appreciate that. We're trying to put together a quick clip every day. And if that's going to take like 2 or 3 hours every day, I mean, it's just not.
And if you want to talk about sarcasm,
doable.
I'd like to hear that last reply again. Because when he says, and I appreciate that, but.
He doesn't, right?
No.
You're saying he
thinks
doesn't.
It's annoying.
No, he wants to be done with it.
When I said, give me that quote again, she goes, something to the effect of, I just don't want to put this much effort into this.
So you're talking about the overall TikTok clip that we release every day
to promote this
show
program.
Yes.
Yeah. Where Pony works.
My question to you is, you would think that someone would want to learn from experts.
Yeah, learn from the best.
Maybe skill sets. The fact that they're even stopping by to help him out a little bit.
Right.
But he's like, this is just too much for me. And he's got the gall and the cojones to be like, it's as good as it gets. Let's just throw him up.
Yeah. Okay. So is that an accurate characterization, Pony? Or
I mean, it basically Friday was not a great day to begin with.
Every day is a bad day for you. Please, like, what day isn't going to be a good day? Can you one day say that, that today was a great day and I want to do a little more work for the cause?
No.
Okay. See? Really? He's a cloud. He's a gloomy cloud.
Schlepprock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rob would at least lie about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want to lie about it.
He's got a lifetime contract. It just tells the truth. It's more compelling.
Yeah.
They both do. They know
it. Yeah.
Right? We talk about that all the time.
And I have a solution in the long run. I just thought it was funny. On my worst,
solution went to the fact that they both have a lifetime contract.
No, on my word. No, to the video. The small video.
Well, what video specifically were we talking about today?
Today's video that hit was a video of us talking about reality television and how it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
And it has almost 10,000 views. If you're on TikTok or you're not, sign up for an account. Michael Mara Show.
Follow us.
Michael Mara Show.
Yeah. Can I give you my negative, Nelly? When it gets over 10,000 views, I start to get nervous because that's when I get heat. You know, and that's when I get heat about it. That's when people start paying attention. And so, oh, you realize it was just something did I say something bad about?
No, I thought it was about Anthony Bourdain. It was great.
I love Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah. I thought it was a thoughtful.
Yeah.
It was passionate. It was organic. And a moment from the show that, frankly, you know, kudos to Rob and Pony. They picked it. It worked. Mm-hmm. What I want is just this higher level of polish. And for those of you in social media land that know better than me, God bless you. Like, I just know what our capabilities are, and I would love to see them leaned into a product that
we both love.
You want
it to be as palatable as possible.
Yeah, and quick. Yeah. It doesn't be crazy.
Right.
But when I tell you, and know that this, that Matt is a dependent of mine, and I love him, and I'll take care of him for the rest of his life.
A dependent.
But it effing hurts. Worse than a physical, like, gut punch. When I hear my wife rattle off, I just don't want to do this much work for this. It just blows my mind.
When your wife says that?
No, when she says that to Matt about our product and what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's painful.
It's painful. What do you say, Pony?
I mean, it's also painful to spend like 2.5 hours editing like a minute long clip. And I have other work that I'm doing here.
Really a window. This is a window into his soul. Mm-hmm. This really is.
I hate editing video with a passion.
Hey, we're fine. We'll take care of it. I'm just saying, if you could just lie to me next time instead of just saying that, I would be a happier person. Because I hear that. My wife's like, well, what do you think we should do? I was like, well, you know, at least he's being honest with us. But inside, I'm dying. Because we all, as Americans...
There's part of me that really is starting to like Pony because of that. That he's just being totally honest.
It's great for the show.
I mean, it's great.
It's terrible for morale.
Has he ever come
and it's
out?
One of the reasons I get mad at you, because I know how often you say, I'm on it, when you're just... Yeah, would it be... I'm gonna tee you up today.
All right.
You can answer it any way you want. Would it be safe to say that... On occasion, you will simply say something to make the conflict go away.
In real life?
Real time.
In all things.
Well.
On the show, behind the scenes, all that, that you will say.
Well, to truly make a
you
conflict.
You got it. Or no, absolutely.
To truly make a conflict go away, you have to resolve the conflict. So, well, I mean.
Yeah, by letter of the law. But your go-to is like, it'll never happen again. And then it happens again.
I suppose Oscar's right.
Yeah, great for the show, terrible for morale.
What do you really feel when you say, I suppose Oscar's right? What are you thinking in your mind?
That
I know this is hard for you because this is not what you like to do, but the listeners find it fascinating because I think the listeners have, and I might be wrong about this, mm-hmm. but I think the listeners might sense a slight change in tone from all of us where when we do what we're doing, which is right now ball busting on each other, everybody's good. Getting a little taste of it.
Yeah.
That it's just, it's okay. It's the way we all are. You know what I mean?
We've done this for almost 15 years together in this incarnation.
Right.
So, yeah. So getting back to you with that, how do you really feel when he says something like
that? Well, I feel that perhaps a reputation, no, I won't even say perhaps, I'll say this happens. When your reputation precedes you of continual screw-ups in the same arena, that no matter what you do in the future or what you say, it's going to land meaninglessly.
Right. But who's responsible for that?
Well, that's me. I mean, okay. There's a bad past of certain aspects of the show.
And I guess, but I, and I, so I guess what you're saying is then going forward, because of that pass, sometimes, no matter what you do, it doesn't matter.
No, you have, you still have an ever vigilant and optimistic outlook for the future to make it be better.
Well, you have the ability, perhaps not as much like Pony, although Pony has a little bit of it too,
he works on what he wants to work on. He works on what he wants to work on. And that's not real life. Pony, like what he loves, right? Which is good.
That's what Rob does too. Rob works on what he likes. He does what he likes.
Correct. But we all have to do, there's like a 20 to 30, sometimes 50% level of S work that you have to do just to survive in life and thrive. Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
The majority, the majority of our audience, like there's things that they don't like at their job. I just don't see how, and maybe we've built such a safe, positive culture here at TMOS where you're comfortable saying, I hate working on this type of work, and I'm just not going to do the best we can. I'll do what I can.
Well, I'll give you something that I see, because I don't see everything Pony does. I'm not there at Podville. Thank you, Jesus. I am here. And so when I see things surface,
you're there. I'm here.
For me, and I think Pony to a certain extent, much less than Rob, but Rob has a, Rob can actually make a day for himself by doing something, having a good show, right? I mean, that can,
he'll come in
and suddenly there'll be something that works, or you come up with a,
that's the very best thing. If you can do it,
nothing really behind the scenes as much as on the air, you know.
No, he's working. We talked about business today. I'm just kidding. And in fairness, Rob, since he's been off the sauce, higher output on the
I think the shows
the
have been
yes
we've been in a different we've yeah. been in a different world we've been in a different world and it's a positive one so I'm
and,
very
and
happy.
Matt,
I remember every episode now.
Thank you for being honest.
You probably
it is great for the show, not great for my morale, but great for the show.
Well, anybody's morale, really. Yeah, not right? Just yours.
Yeah, like the one guy, our executive producer, just wants to do the bare minimum because it annoys him.
What would, if you're in a perfect world, Pony?
Yes.
Money not being enough. We would bring on staff. We would be. What would you see? How would you see your job changing to make it your perfect world? Outside of like hitting the lottery and never having to work here again.
Yeah, you would leave us.
A perfect world. I mean, I would come in and we would have like a video editor that's able to take care of all the video editing type stuff. And I would be able to focus more on the random day-to-day needs of people here at Podville, where, you know, all of a sudden there could be like
Podville or the Mike O'Mara show.
Well, I'm when I'm here, I'm kind of filling both roles, so it can be difficult if a bunch of like help requests come in one day folks around Podville, or if there's a
but there isn't
project.
Anything that's getting burned down. Let's see, you work on it for 15 minutes as an emergency and move on, right?
I didn't like that answer because it just didn't get to the point.
Well, look, you know, I guess the level of transparency now we have of communication, tell us what you think. Good for the show. It's less frustrating than like, what do you mean by that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we're fine.
Yeah.
I think we're fine with that.
And moving forward, if you don't like it, you and I, and
everybody else, who constant, you know, there's a new commitment to make things better and, you know, and then exposing the slackerdom that you exposed just a moment ago.
We're going to build back better again.
But the good news is it's great to have a little TikTok video getting a little interest.
That's the upside.
You know, hell, I mean, we got stuff on there that's been on there for 10, over 10 years. Yeah. It's got that much.
You're the star.
Well, that's, I, and it was about Bourdain.
Yeah.
Me talking about Bourdain. Because I don't remember what I said from one show to the next.
The video. I think, Mike, if you watch it, like, we're so down on ourselves most of the time because we're, you know, the good. We're just these four guys, right?
Yeah.
That sometimes I'll look back at the show and I'm like, man, that was actually pretty good. Like, it's crazy.
You say things to me that are not that way, to be perfectly honest. Mm-hmm. You have said things to me recently that motivate me, that, you know, regarding the presentation.
Let me
specifically
be
the video presentation that we will try to upgrade.
The video presentation needs upgrade. I'm talking about the content of the show.
The content of the show.
Yeah. I think the content of the show. We take that for granted. I'm not saying we're going to hit on all nine for the entire, from the beginning or close of the show, right?
the popular General Motors nine-cylinder engine.
They sold that version in Mexico.
Yeah, it wasn't so great.
Central America, South America. La Nueve.
Yeah. Hey, ma'am, welcome into my car. Six little hamsters sitting on a fence. You know that old tale from the sea? The new V9 engine.
No, it was, you know, it was a straight nine. It's a straight nine.
A straight nine.
I feel like there are, even on the days that we feel like we have bad shows, there are moments of that show that they're funny.
Every day.
Yes, every day.
I would stand by that. Yeah. There was a moment just then when he did the V9. We could talk about this all day, but I'm incredibly bored. Let's move on, Charlie.
All right,
it's time for our talking head. And check out our TikTok.
Yes.
How does somebody... At Mike O'Mara Show. That's our TikTok.
It's an app,
thank you very much.
Isn't it?
Very good. Thank you. Our talking head is a gentleman named Trevor Morris. Trevor Morris has been listening to the show since the KHTK days. Oh, another California listener. Mm-hmm. Body by Jake and Jackie Stallone were his gateway drugs. And he is a podcast listener since day one. He has never missed a minute. Trevor lives in the Bay Area with his wife of 25 years, Alexi. They were high school sweethearts and his twin 14-year-old daughters, Sophie and Lucy. Trevor is an ice cream guy. There he is. And this week marks the 20th anniversary of his gelato business.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a cool... That's all I need. I don't need to read any more of the bio if that's what you do for a living. His company, Naya. Did I have that right, Trevor? Yeah. Is that the way you pronounce
it? We've actually had his gelato before, Mike.
Yes.
Naya started as a... I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
No, I think Mike was removed from it because Mike was away.
Oh, that's right. We had a FedEx.
Infirmed?
Issue.
Was I infirmed?
No.
Started as a single shop in Berkeley and eventually spread to five locations. This LED...
You love televisions.
This led to working with Whole Foods, and now he specializes in ice cream and gelato for grocery and retail outlets. Mm. Wow, that's a success story. Mm. His company also co-packs, which means he manufactures for and advises other ice cream companies. I want to ask about ice cream. Naya is currently perfecting a cacao-based ice cream that is non-dairy and sensational. In his past, he was the manager of the Chili's in San Rafael, California, where he once awkwardly bought dinner for George Lucas.
Wow.
I love talking heads. I do. It's my favorite segment. He also tended bar at the Union Square Cheesecake Factory in San Francisco. That's where the money is. He stole the voice of Charlie Stuang Stabilak to... you didn't spell Stabilak correctly.
I get it wrong.
You spelled it wrong. Stuangstablac.
I did. I left out an A.
It's not Charlie Stuang Stabalk.
Stabalk. I was a Charlie myself there.
To entertain his daughters. They were crushed when they found out about him after 13 years. He once carded a U.S. Olympian, and now here's Trevor. Trevor, that was a long bio. Great to have you with us. And wow. The gelato business turned into big grocery. How are you, my friend?
I'm very proud to be caller 100.
Yay! caller 100. The gelato, the ice cream guy, now you've done this, and... it sounds like steady growth to me. Is that accurate?
Boy, I'm sorry. You're really cutting out on me, Mike. I apologize.
Yeah, the connection might be a little problematic that we have right here. That's okay. Our staff always does a pre-check on this kind of stuff.
No, hold on. Let me check. Pony texted us right before the show.
It was great.
Okay.
He said, we're all set with the talking head. Sounds great. Oh, weird.
Pony?
Yeah, we were. Everything is just fine. He sounded outstanding. Let's all continue. Right.
Can you hear me, Trevor? He's frozen. Let's call him back.
Yeah, let's call
him. Let's disengage.
All right.
And we'll bring him back. You know, it's funny when you talk about somebody, Oscar, and then let's disconnect him. Pony!
He's going. He's moving. Slowly, but getting there. We'll call you back, Trevor. Thank you so much.
We've done a lot of talking heads. That's the first time. But the day you bring Pony into the Maybe that was the
maybe that shook him.
You know, and you said he'd had a good week, and
I burned him. I got happy.
Pony, was the connection okay when we had him before?
Yeah, it was. It was. I mean,
well, the internet fluctuates. You can't control.
Yeah, and
that.
He had a strong test yesterday without a fluctuation.
Not on our end. We're killing it. I just ran a speed test. Let's call this man back.
He just reconnected. Trevor, are you there? Can you start your camera?
This is, when we go to people's homes, it
do
it
you
like
do you
this.
Ask them to hardwire their computers, Matt?
Hi, Trevor. You got us now?
Well.
I'm here.
You are. Okay. All right.
We're back.
All right. Very good. So tell us all about what do you do? How many? You have 5 gelato locations. What got you into big ice cream, Trevor?
We used to have 5 gelato stores. Now we.
Oh, this is not going to work.
We got to get the timing together.
All right. Yeah. All right. We'll try. Trevor, we'll try to reconnect. We'll try. Sorry. We'll try
Thank
to.
You.
We'll
Appreciate
try to reconnect.
We'll move
with
on.
You.
This is awkward.
We did the entire discussion about Pony and that.
Show's banging on all cylinders except for this.
It was now you're no that's no, just
yeah,
not yeah, working.
He's not
no.
work. Yeah.
No.
All right, we'll drop him off.
Thank you. Not your
what
fault.
Happened?
Pony.
It's not your fault,
no,
Pony.
No, it's internet. We can't control the internet speed out of other people's houses. We can ask them to hardwire their computers. If we don't do that, that's shame on us.
Did we?
I don't know. I wasn't on the call.
No, we do. I mean, we make sure.
If
they're...
I call Trevor, will he tell me that you asked him?
I asked him if he's hardwired, but I mean, we.
No. That wasn't
procedure.
The question. If Oscar is to call Trevor and ask him if you
Remember,
said, make sure you're hardwired.
We're going to be okay with the truth.
No, probably not.
Okay, that's all. That's all I need to know. That's it. That's it, America. That's all we need to know.
This to me is just as fun. I'm sorry. This is just as fun to me. It truly is.
I don't think it's that fun.
Great for the show. Bad for morale.
That's right. I mean, I was really looking forward to hearing about I'm ice cream.
Rich gelato guys.
Yeah.
I'm dialing it in though. I am dialing it in, and
you look skinnier. You actually look skinny.
No, I'm not. I'm maybe gaining a little muscle mass and doing.
Now Trevor's back. Weird.
He's trying to come back.
I thought
that ship has sailed. I have one more in me.
One more.
And if it doesn't work, then it's not going to be happy, joy,
full
joy.
Napalm.
We can try one more time.
Here we go.
All right. There we go.
And then we can reschedule Trevor.
No, that's okay. There's the difference between you and me. No. That ship has sailed.
What happened on ponies?
Because,
there?
Trevor, today's internet connection will be... What?
Trevor, can you please start your camera?
This is...
Don't act Trevor. Like this is my fault, Pony.
All right, Trevor, now he locked up again.
Yeah.
there's that. No, all right, Trevor, we'll try. Trevor, do you hear me?
It's not your fault.
I hear you, but you keep freezing on me, Mike. I'm sorry.
Do you have a bad internet connection at your home? Yes, you do.
I never have any issues until I go to do a national radio show. I never have any issues, damn it.
All right, now you're okay. Yeah. Maybe we can save this. Yeah. Maybe we can save this. You can hear me now? No.
No, it's
Pony, what do you think's causing this?
I think it's a issue with the connection between him and us because it's buffering, and that's why his video is stopping for like
but
five
he's
seconds.
Nodding, so he's hearing you say that, and I like it.
Can you hardwire your computer?
Are you on Wi-Fi, Trevor? God, I want that question. Are you on Wi-Fi, Trevor?
I am. Why am I the first failed talking head? Why does it have to be me?
Did Pony... Oh, he froze again. I'm going to keep him here because we're going to get the end.
Yes.
So, Pony, you didn't ask him to, like, plug his computer.
No, not this time.
Yeah.
I talked to Rob first, if we're honest, though. Yeah. Rob didn't ask me to do it.
Oh, weird.
Didn't need to. His connection was solid as a rock.
Yeah, but we would want that.
No. That's not how it works.
No, it is. That's
no, it's not. It's not. God. It ought to be, if possible, unless they're in some area where they can't do it, it ought to always be that for redundancy's sake, to make sure. That's not how you make sure that it's locked in.
The test is to make sure that the audio and the video is solid.
This spinning is crazy.
This is
good for the show, bad for morale. Just so we're clear, and for all of you in podcast land, even if the Wi-Fi is strong, it doesn't mean that you're going to have the same Wi-Fi the next day. The probability of keeping a stable connection, and if you want that probability to be high in the 90th percentile, is if it's hardwired. That means you're probably not going to have any issues for the connection.
Now now it looks like he's moving. So Trevor,
it's all what's my the fault, right?
What's the first gelato you made? Let's see.
This is crazy.
Have you ever had issues before, or is this the first time ever?
Yeah.
No. Really? Interesting. Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
But I'm waiting. I'm being patient because I like you and I don't want to give up on this.
Are you sure you're not on
this?
The secondary network of your home by accident? What network are you on? Let's pick the primary one.
Well, I don't think it's going to get any better.
Really?
Let's find out.
Can we do a reshoot tomorrow?
Well, can you be hardwired tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll bring you back tomorrow. Okay. Does that sound reasonable?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Cut him off. Now, Pony, can you disconnect or does it have to be Trevor?
Right now?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. You can disconnect.
Yeah.
So when I say it's time to say bye, you have to do that. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like, when it's never done the way I want it to be done. You goddamn well can do it immediately.
It doesn't happen immediately because you have to go into the Windows and click on Zoom.
You have to use a mouse, and that's the problem. I would love some clarity from the team here.
Yes.
Are we all of the opinion?
Nobody seems to want the spinning. This is it. Now, I came in here today.
Positive.
With a great attitude.
Sure.
You mentioned the TikTok. It is deteriorated, and then what they do, and ladies and gentlemen, who have lambasted me because of Pony and Rob for the last 10 years, all right? When you say, well, maybe you can yell at them again like that. What you heard is what we deal with, which is as opposed to saying, you know, that's a good idea. We should probably do that every single time. I checked yesterday, and it was fine. That is a bull answer because it doesn't work. And look at Rob. Rob's like, and here he goes again. Yeah.
Because I'm the bad guy. No,
when the
not
attitude
at all.
Should
not
be,
at all. Not
how
at
do
all.
We get our systems better? Come on.
Okay, here is the God's honest truth. I have never asked if they're hardwired because it's never been an issue up till now.
Okay, that's a reasonable answer.
But this is
that's a completely reasonable answer.
But also, without having to go out and say that's what I'm going to do from now on, that's what I'm going to do from now on because we've been issued this challenge.
This is the pain. This is why this is soul sucking. For every effing Podville guest we have remote, we always ask them to hardwire first. What's the difference with this? What's the difference?
I'll ask you. You're the business manager. What is the difference? How come they don't know that that's the way it's done with every Podbill guy? Should they do it too?
Yes, he should know.
I should know.
Why is our show crappy McCrap again? Why do we get the half-assery? Why? Why is Podbill at this goddamn big standard and we're like, all right, whatever. Looked good last time. Why is that? I'm curious.
Because I had a half-hour test with him yesterday that was faultless. If there had been any issue.
No, but is it true what Oscar said? That on the Podville connections with remote people, we always say the hardwire?
Yeah,
we do ask for hardwire on the Podville.
Why don't we do it on our show?
Well, we will from now on.
But why didn't we before? I'm just curious. Do you?
I have
you
no
don't
good
understand
answer.
That.
No, I understand it, Mike. There's no good answer for it.
Because it's Mike, it's Captain fucking Brown Nipples that sits over here and picks his ass all day, and it doesn't friggin' matter with me.
No, you think that I would ever do anything? If that had occurred to me, that would have been an issue. I would have done anything to prevent that from happening.
The disconnect and what's driving me crazy is that I see what Oscar's saying about the. There's something in here, in our little world, that separates from you know, the big job. It's a subconscious, what you value. What both of you value.
You want a subconscious.
Which is the Podville side. I'm sorry, but it's true. And this is like where, this is the old shoe. This is the old worn leather shoe. That
we're always going to be there.
We'll ever, whatever.
Let me be clear. It's not TMOS against Podville. That's not what I want to project here. What I was trying to get to is Rob does a fantastic job on other national shows that we work with the testing of the guest and making sure that they have a good connection. I would love those best practices that we developed at Podville to just translate here like it's just any other big show.
I will leave it at this. And I'm just curious why, if it's done where it works flawlessly, it's not a practice that we implemented here. I'm just curious as to why that would be.
I can't answer that because they've developed from two different seeds.
Yes, a serious one and a f*** it one.
No, that's not fair.
It's kind of the way I look at it. How could I look at it on it, you know, differently?
It's not fair, though.
Mr. IT, Mr. Bloom, your thoughts?
Yes.
You've been very honest today. Great for the show. Bad for morale. What do you think?
Oh, I think this was a cluster f***. Absolutely. No question about that.
But you're the same question to you. Rob was honest, said he doesn't have an answer for me. As far same thing for you. Why, with Podville connections... hardwire them, but not with this particular program.
You know, I think for starters, with Podville, there's more equipment involved in those interviews. So there are more steps involved in that process. But ultimately, I think, it's the same thing what Rob was saying, coming from a different... and coming from a different seed, so to speak.
I wish this could go away, but they just keep talking. What additional equipment are you talking about?
A Comrex portable unit. So it's a voice over IP unit like you use. Mm.
All right. Do you do Zoom calls on the other
podcasts?
We use both.
But you're spinning. Like this is clearly a big blind spot that should have been addressed and should be common sense.
Oh, totally.
Yep. Thank you. How about it'll never happen again?
No, because that's what you say. I always say.
On that note, we can start now. That's good. See, that was fun. That was interesting. I blame Trevor. You know, he got sticky gelato in his computer, and that's what happened.
That's why it froze up.
Yeah. Well, shape it up to be a pretty good little Wednesday. We got a TikTok video. Got lots of views. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun.
Hey, ladies, that's Twitch.
And that handsome devil is a motto. And we're back with more TMOS True or False.
Oh, my goodness. The character of Polly Christine is played by renowned British actor Jude Law.
Hey, that's friggin' unbelievable.
As a child, Ponyboy Matt Bloom appeared on Sesame Street in an episode where he was taught to count by a Muppet.
That's right. And that's all.
Trip Affleck single-handedly beat Bobby Flay in a cooking competition by preparing a bowl of cereal, buttered toast, and a glass of iced water.
Correctamundo.
You save when you shop online at Target and Walmart through the shopping center at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's the fact, Jack!
Have your purchases shipped to your door or pick them up at the store.
Click that banner and buy!
Bye. Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by Cornerstone. You may be wondering if right now is a good time to buy a home. Well, according to my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone Financial, it's a great time to buy a home. Inventory is back to pre-pandemic levels, so it's a great chance to marry the house but date the rate. I love that expression that they use. We tell you on these spots all the time, marry the house, date the rate. Let me tell you what that means. That means as rates change, you lock in to protect against higher rates. And once you're locked in, if they go down, you can refinance your mortgage to lower your monthly payments. I think really when I grew up and I was thinking about getting a mortgage for a house, I was always thinking, you know, you lock in a fixed rate. It's a much bigger deal than it used to be. Well, that's before you had companies like Cornerstone where you can refinance. Residential lending has changed. And whether you're a first-time home buyer debating rent versus own, upsizing, downsizing, whatever you want to do, you need somebody who can help you. You can get anything in between. You need a team that knows your specific options and can get you the absolute best deal. With their years of experience, customer service, and low rate guarantee, these guys are the absolute best. They are our friends. They've done all of our loans, whether it's a purchase or refinance. Call Cornerstone First Financial today, the number one company of TMOS, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. We love them. You will too.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and this is one of those ideas that when you hear it, you wonder why it hasn't already existed for years. A Miami rapper named Zoe Dallas has started a ride-sharing service. It's just like Uber, but it has one specific thing that's a lot different, and that's bulletproof vehicles.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Yeah! He got the idea after seeing so many of his friends and fellow rappers getting shot and even dying in cars. In fact, he's been shot multiple times himself. I'm sorry to hear that.
Wow.
I shouldn't laugh.
No, it's not a
funny to read that.
Not a punchline.
Neo story. One time he was in a car with Young Thug, and they got sprayed with about 75 rounds. Zoe named the company Aegis after the goddess Athena's protective cloak, and he says he has cars in L.A., New York City, Chicago, Atlanta, and other hotspots.
How do you spell Aegis?
Aegis is spelled A-E-G-I-S.
Okay, all right.
Aegis is, it's a Greek god,
okay,
I believe.
All right, very good.
Boxer Manny Pacquiao was a recent client, and he even caters to regular people. So if you want a bulletproof car because you're worried that you're going to get shot at on your trip to the city, you might
Trevor just called for one.
Yes, Trevor. Trevor's very, very unhappy. Trevor, we love you, and we will rebook you for tomorrow. Gary Busey flatly denies he sexually assaulted anyone, and he believes his accusers made up the entire story. Busey was in Malibu Monday, and the photographers asked if he had any regrets about how he acted during Monster Mania in New Jersey over the weekend. Busey said he had zero regrets because he did nothing wrong. He was charged with several counts of criminal sexual contact and harassment. This is after he allegedly put his face close to a woman's breasts and asked where she got them. That's so gross.
It is.
He's almost 80. The woman claims he attempted to unlatch her bra strap. Another woman claims he grabbed her butt. Cops also got a call from a man who claimed Busey grabbed his daughter's butt as well. Gary, Busey told the photog, nothing happened. Nothing happened in that breathless way he does. He said the whole interaction with the woman lasted less than 10 seconds, and they made up the story after the fact. Busey also claims he has witnesses, a photographer and another person, his partner, who will back up his story. The photographer asked if it's possible he could have acted inappropriately but was unaware, but he said there was no chance of that.
How'd you like to be known as Gary Busey's partner?
Yeah.
Like a business partner?
What time is our flight leaving? What time do I have to be at the airport? Where's our hotel? Where are we going for dinner then?
I was going to say, you hungry?
What time is breakfast? Do I have time for my yoga class?
Gary, we got you the continental breakfast that's included.
The waitresses have big boobs.
Just all you have to do is unlatch their bra, Gary.
Yeah. Busey has it. A woman who is suing, it goes on and on, gentlemen.
Yeah.
A woman who is suing former Saturday Night Live star Horatio Sanz for sexual assault asked the court's permission on Tuesday to add Jimmy Fallon, Lorne Michaels, and Tracy Morgan as defendants, arguing that they enabled Sanz' misconduct. The woman, identified only as Jane Doe, alleges that Sanz groomed her when she was a teen fan of the show. She also alleges that Sanz kissed her, groped her, and attempted to at a party in May of 2002 when she was 17 years old. She filed suit August 2021 under a state law that opened a 2-year look-back window, allowing victims of child sex abuse to bring claims that otherwise would have been barred by the statute of limitations. More recently, New York City amended its own law to create a 2-year look-back window, allowing accusers to sue anyone who enabled such contact. According to the complaint, the accuser and her teenage friends regularly attended Saturday Night Live after parties. Mm. What, at 17?
Wow. Jesus.
In 2000 to 2002, the suit alleges that Fallon and Sands would drink with her at these parties and that Fallon once questioned her about her age. And she responded that she was a junior in high school. She also met Michaels. Right.
How old are you?
At one of the parties, who gave her advice on pursuing a writing career. According to the complaint, the suit alleges that Morgan rented out, Tracy Morgan, rented out a space for an after party in May of 2002, where Sands allegedly groped her against her will. So there's that.
Wow. There
Horatio, you must stop bringing juniors from high school to the parties.
These are high school students. Send them home.
Send them home.
Is this a fun idea or are people getting weirder? The newest dating trend is to rent a U-Haul together and hang out in the back of it. People are doing it and posting videos on TikTok.
Internet.
Bitcoin.
They actually get dinner, eat it in the back, and put out an inflatable mattress to hang out on and maybe do other things.
You know,
as long as Horatio Sands isn't there.
This is not unlike the old wacky radio promotion, Dinner on the Mayflower.
Oh, Dinner on the Mayflower, the moving van.
Yeah, and you get a Mayflower moving van, and you serve Thanksgiving dinner.
I still fall for it. I'm like, the Mayflower?
That's crazy.
Power 105. We're giving you Dinner on the Mayflower. Duh. People like it because it's weird and unique, and it's also cheap. If you don't drive too far, U-Haul's base rate is $19.95 a day. So if you don't have your own car, it's cheaper than rent. Most people opt for a big box truck, but a couple in New York just went viral after renting a U-Haul pickup for their one-year anniversary.
That's stupid.
They bought a bunch of snacks and took it to a drive-in movie. Some guy in Fresno may have started the trend. The trend.
Fresno.
When he took his girlfriend on a pandemic date way back in August of 2020. God. He rented a U-Haul for their first anniversary, put a mattress in it, decorate it with candles, and open the back door, and they had dinner next to a lake. We're a country of dummies.
And
we're a country of really dumb people.
And the fact that it's been labeled a trend is troubling.
It's distressing. Not a trend. It's trashy.
It's garbage.
Trashy, and it gives me, people like me that do what I do, something to talk about. Yay.
We should do a sketch about the dinner on the U-Haul.
Horatio, they're underage. Send them home. The New York Post claims millennials and Gen Z kids have been saving money by canceling their pricey subscription services like Netflix and HBO Max and are tuning their antennas to get free TV.
Like the old days.
They're going back to the antennas you have on top of your house.
Sometimes you get better resolution.
Yeah.
If you're a millennial, an antenna was that rusty kite-shaped thing on your parents' roof. You might have seen one on Stranger Things. You can still buy them. Digital ones on Amazon for about $30. And the Post claims they can pull 50 to 150 channels. Not ESPN. It's mostly the main broadcast channels and other random nonsense.
A lot of koozie.
Probably a lot of... cozy. What's the thing where you buy stuff?
Home shopping channels, yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hard to say how much of a trend this really is. Trend, there's that word.
There's that word. You know,
it's trending.
I only know one man that bought a whole house antenna one time.
Yeah.
He was a fool.
What happened is it turns your entire
house... Plug it
into
your outlet. Yes, plug it into your outlet and it'll make your entire house an antenna.
Before HD was offered on DirecTV, I went and bought a Radio Shack antenna, went on my roof and installed it to get the HD channels mm-hmm. locally. So it's not that far. It's only 20 years ago or so that they had another surge.
Can I give you a hack for those of you that are subscribing or maybe thinking of saving some money? Our friends at American Express, if you're an American Express cardholder,
mm-hmm.
I'm almost positive this is for the Platinum. Cancel your HBO, I'm sorry, your Hulu Plus, Disney bundle, ESPN bundle,
mm-hmm.
resubscribe using your American Express, and American Express will give you up to a $250 credit every year for that subscription, but do so through the Hulu website. Don't do it on the app. Don't do anything on TV. Do it through the website.
You have to go on your, your desktop or your laptop.
Save some money, Mike. Every penny counts.
Or I recommend a new product out there. It's called Super TV. And it goes out on your apartment deck, and you can get porn. Free porn.
And Mike,
you got to pay for the porn.
The thing is that if you don't have the antenna, you can still kind of see the porn.
Yes. I go back, by the way, with rabbit ears.
Yeah.
I go back
Didn't you have a satellite dish in your backyard?
I had a giant. Yeah. I had the West Virginia.
Yeah.
West Virginia style satellite dish.
Yeah, yeah.
That got, and I'm talking about the real nasty stuff.
Yeah. And when did you get the, what they call
I still should remember it.
The wildcat feeds? Like of people,
yes, I remember watching Bernard Shaw smoke a cigarette for like half an hour.
Good viewing.
And it was a raw CNN feed, and he's out there going, "Well, what's it going to be, man?" Like that, and then I, and then you'd also, what was it called? I think
American
it was
Triple Ecstasy.
American Triple Ecstasy. And then I had a super antenna, which I was such a horn doggy back in the day. I would try to watch the pixelated porn channel that I couldn't get.
You could kind of make it out.
Yeah, you could kind of make it out. You could see the movement.
The problem was is that they would continually run the Channel 54 jingle behind it, so you'd have to turn the volume down. Very distracting.
Yep. And enjoy. And now a little something, something. Occasionally, there are kickers that you know, just pop into my head, and I love them. So I normally don't set up a, you know, a kicker story with that, but this one was very easy. Here we go.
All right.
A 33-year-old named Christopher Verstraten crawled through a Taco Bell drive-thru late Saturday night, and he wouldn't leave. And it was especially shocking to the employees because he was completely naked during all of it. It's not clear if he was on drugs, wanted food, or what he wanted. He just laid there in the kitchen and refused to get up. Cops eventually removed him from the Taco Bell. He's facing charges for exposure of sexual organs in a public place. On a related note, Taco Bell was inspired after the incident, and this fall we'll be introducing the brand new Curly Chalupa.
Oh, God.
What? Bada bing, bada boom. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week.
Disgusting.
Curly Chalupa. Thank you very much. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills. I want to find out why Rob likes to be waved at right after this.
This is P1 Dirk Vastrick from Spokane, Washington, and I'm here today to talk to you about the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Dirk, man, he's a real cool guy from Spokane, Washington.
Take it from me.
Dirk, man, he has a creepy crush on Mike's wife, Carla.
The bonus show is easy to get. Just click the banner.
He has a wife, though we've never seen her, but we trust him because he's super cool.
All right, stop that. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Get a subscription and never miss a minute of TMOS.
He's out there in Spokane doing God knows what, but he's probably harmless.
That's it. I'm done.
He's a bonus show subscriber. You should be too. Visit MikeO'MaraShow.com.
I love those guys. Good job, Twitch. Good job, Jim Amato. Hey, what's holding you back from the ultimate gaming experience? Is it the cost? Or are you always on the go? Well, now you can level up. Level up! With Backbone. Backbone is the essential accessory that enhances your gaming experience on mobile. Backbone just released a PlayStation edition of their beloved Backbone. Let me do that again. Backbone just released a PlayStation edition of their beloved Backbone 1 in collaboration with the PlayStation design team. The elegant colors, materials, and finishes are all inspired by the design of the PS5 DualSense controller. It's awesome. Simply plug in your iPhone to the Backbone and enjoy console-quality controls as you play console games or App Store games. Let me start that again. It's awesome. Simply plug in your iPhone to the Backbone and enjoy console quality controls as you play console games or App Store games. It's an officially licensed PS controller, and trust me, Playing your PlayStation games on the go with Backbone is a game changer. Go to playbackbone.com/TMOS now to order your Backbone, and for a limited time, get free access to over 350 console games and perks. Backbone is now the official partner of Diablo Immortal.
Ooh.
Not only is the game specifically optimized for Backbone, but you will also receive $10 off. I'm sorry, you will also receive $10 of in-game perks. Find your next adventure at playbackbone.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the show. So, Rob.
Yes.
What is this trouble you're having on your daily walks?
I think it's common courtesy.
On the best show we've ever done.
I think it's common courtesy, Mike. You know, I walk every morning. Most every morning I get out there, I walk.
Most people actually don't know that you're putting in the time, right?
I suppose.
Because they think, look, in fairness, you've been through this health scare. You've cut back on the sugar. You don't drink soda or sugary.
Yeah,
like
drink water.
It's full diet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But it's not just that. You're actually exercising.
Yeah, I walk about three to three and a half miles a day as a rule. And you go out and I leave early in the morning, a little before sunup to do it. And because I've got sort of a schedule, I see the same people every morning. Because we
joggers and walkers.
Yeah, we have sort of like a main road and then the little neighborhoods that all shoot.
Nice.
And so they walk on this main road. And I see the old Asian lady with the tiny dog. I see the happening couple.
Oh, you don't have to make it ethnic.
Well, yeah. No. The guys with the two matching dogs. There's the older man.
What are they? What ethnicity are they?
You're about to tell us, and then you stop.
Well, the dogs are white and brown, if that's what you mean.
Okay. Well, you said Asian lady, so now you have to specify everybody's race.
German
all
couple.
Right, the Caucasian man with the matching dogs.
You were just going to blow right by them. You know why? Because they're white. Because they're white devils like you. That's why you were going to blow by.
And the man who looks like Louis B. Mayer, who I think he might have be from...
Does that mean he's a Jew?
No, I don't think so. I think he looks like he might be a little Middle Eastern, but he has the look of Louis B. Mayer, the founder of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
What time are we talking about?
I get up there a little before 6.
Oh, great. That's go-getter land. That's either you're catching the bus because that's how you get to work, or that's something like you're training. Like the people that wake up and work at that level, that's dedication.
There are no cars out there. It's crazy.
Do you sleep better now that you're doing this? Now that you're off the juice and you are exercising?
Yeah, I do. I think so. You know what? I sleep more soundly. It takes me a little longer to fall asleep.
But you're done once done and you sleep right.
Still naked?
Okay. No, actually, no, not
See?
Anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the sleeping is. I'll tell you one thing is that. The snoring has stopped.
That would follow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still terrified to take mine off.
Yeah. I have the thing. I never liked it. You were always much more, you were so dedicated.
I'm addicted to it.
Yeah.
I get terrified. I've gone on road trips where I forget it and I freak the F out.
Yeah.
Because when I wake up, I usually have a dry throat.
Yeah.
Because I'm going.
Why not naked anymore?
I just thought it was probably time to put on a pair of shorts and a t-shirt.
I have an easy chair. Carla took a picture of me when I passed out in the easy chair. I look more like a corpse than I've ever looked in my life.
In what way?
Carla thinks it's just, I'm like this.
Did you have a lack of color?
I'm lying in the chair like this. No, the color is fine, but I'm like this.
Well,
just my front teeth.
You're fighting for air.
It was horrible. And Carla could not stop showing it to me. Like we're sitting there unrelated 2 hours later and she goes.
Don't they love when they find us at our worst. They love when we screw up.
100%.
That's their favorite thing.
One of the things that endeared Carla to my family was when she recorded me on her phone snoring. And it sounded like. And I had a room full of like 9 people that are peeing their pants laughing, and Carla's just holding it up, looking at me like, "Yes, sir."
So
that's it. But
in the easy chair, you're more upright. Is it? Do you snore less if you're propped up?
I wouldn't know because I'm not conscious when it happens.
Okay,
I have no idea.
I've woken myself up snoring before.
Yeah, but the weight loss. Essentially, that solves the apnea, right?
A lot of it, yeah.
I can duplicate the sound if you want.
Yeah,
I can duplicate.
Please.
This is what Rob's talking about when he says wake yourself up when you have like sleep apnea. Yeah. So this is exactly how it is, all right? So first of all, you stop breathing. That's what sleep apnea is. Rob and I have both had sleep studies because of it. So you'll be sitting there like this, and it's like... That's exactly what it said. I swear to God, yeah. Oscar, it's just like that, where you will lose air.
Yeah.
So it's a gentle snore where you're going.
Oh, my God. That is terrible.
And Oscar loves that I bring this up. It was one time I was in the middle of one of those, and when I woke up, Carrie was staring at me. And I said, I'm alive. I'm alive.
And she
don't need to worry.
It.
Yeah, I know. But I was diagnosed with fat throat. I guess I don't have fat throat anymore.
No, skinny throat.
So that's good. Anyway, so if you walk any distance, you're going to traverse this main drag more than once.
Joggers, exercisers?
Some joggers, yeah. Fast walkers. Mm. I would say like the 60-year-old mom. Who
I get it. People walk.
Before it gets hot. Right.
But I always wave and say hello when I see somebody. I just think it's courteous. And
do you do both every time, or do you
well,
do
here's
either
the thing.
Or?
Here's the thing. I use hey or good morning or something like that. If they've got a particularly great dog, I will say hi, maybe even pet the dog because I like dogs. But what I don't like is when I see them a second time, like I've gone up and I'm coming back and they're coming past me again and they wave to me again. I figure we've already done that. You know, I've greeted you
once.
I'm with you. I've already said good morning, and we don't need to prolong this. Especially,
you can smile.
Well, yeah, I don't look unpleasant, but...
No, but you can go by and just like...
But yeah, we're doing it, duh. Mm-hmm.
But
it's there are people that they... And also, I think it's different that these are the same people I see every morning. Mm-hmm. So they should know that, hey, good morning, that's it. We should be
done with
it.
You want to eliminate that problem?
Yeah.
All right, next time you go on your walk and it's in a weird, you know, little low light area, right? It's like in the morning... have a very animated discussion with yourself. Not when you're doing the whole walk, but like whenever you're getting near people. So you're like, you're walking along, you'll just be like, oh, I don't know. And then just keep walking. They'll never bother you again.
You know what? I might try it. I absolutely
you can
might
get
try
away
it.
With that.
I could.
And throw out like, ask the accountant. You ask the accountant. And then
we got a guy on our street. You know, I live in Ticky Tacky Lane, right? They're all next to each other, right? Like a lot of people in America live this way. And there is a son of a bitch that drives a giant Suburban, and he cruises through here at like 45 miles per hour, which on a little tiny street with kids is inappropriate. I swear to God, one of these days, I missed it again, but it's like, I said, who is that? Because I never walk out here.
Mm-hmm.
And Carla said, it's that guy down there, and I want to pull him out of the car. I really, really do. Like an assault charge. I get so pissed off.
You should. That's not safe at all.
But I won't because I'm all talk. I'm all talk. And I'm getting old now, too. You know? You're just like, hey!
What if you threw yourself throw yourself in front of his vehicle?
That would be, but I might die. I don't want that to happen.
Not
over
a
speeding ticket.
You're resilient.
Yeah, well, you just power through and don't acknowledge them when they say hello.
Well,
don't feel obligated, and you're a sentence finisher, and you're a silence breaker, so you are obligated if someone, and you're a last word freak, so you are obsessively, compulsively, it is necessary for you to return the greeting. Don't bother with it.
What
don't worry
if
about it.
That, you know, I still give them the good morning when in the wave when I see them, pet the dog if there's a dog. And then when we're coming back, if they say good morning, I just shoot them two middle fingers.
Perfect. That's the solution.
See,
great idea.
Good.
Nobody will bother you ever again. That's right. And then, you know, if it causes a big stir, just say you'll pick their dog's poop up for a week or something like that with your bare hands. We have to take a break and we will come back with more fun on the. Trevor Morris, Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. If you had a savvy marketer, that lady was loving her buzz.
10% apple.
New from the O'Mara Distillery, it's TMOS Orange Smash. People are talking about TMOS Orange Smash. People like Carrie Spiewak.
I wanted to say boys and guys.
Delicious.
Take a sip.
Wonderful.
Good.
Refreshing. Intoxicating.
That's a creepy little camera right there.
You guys, you need to get this stuff.
Mami, perdón, me están haciendo tomar, no quiero hacer esto, pero tengo que hacerlo.
What are you yelling about?
What are you drinking down there, Joe?
New TMOS Orange Smash. It's not available anywhere, but for everything else, go to the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Shop online and give the boys a little taste, you cheap drunken.
Got my orange.
It's not available anywhere.
I know. I love
that. Now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. How we care for our minds affects how we experience life, so it's important to invest time and care into keeping our minds healthy. There are plenty of ways to support a healthy brain, like learning a new language or taking power naps. There's also BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is professional therapy done securely online and available to people worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. You can also schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you don't have to be on camera if you don't want to. Even better, it's much more affordable than in-person therapy. Now more than ever, I believe in therapy, and BetterHelp is always there for you. Best of all, they are accessible when you need them. Keep your mind healthy with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/TMOS. That's BetterHelp.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the show. I have to ask about Oscar Santana and his makeup.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
We don't have much time here, but, you know, you're somebody who brought to me the idea when being on camera, which we've been all along, but it's only been a thing for a few years now. When it became a thing, and when Podville started up,
yes,
you became aware of, I think, the ESPN connection. You became aware of like being camera ready and all that.
Yeah. I felt like when I found out that Nixon could have looked better on television.
Oh, with the right makeup on TV.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, he wore no makeup.
He wouldn't wear makeup. Mm-hmm. So he's all sweaty and greasy.
He shed at 5 o'clock shadow.
That stuck with me for years.
Mm-hmm. And it saddened you that Nixon didn't win?
No, I just, that.
Big anti-Kennedy guy?
No, for some reason. I'm not a crook. For some reason.
This on, Oscar.
I'm talking, I learned about this from you guys.
Right.
Maybe 5-6 years ago.
Historians agree that on the radio, Nixon won the debate.
I've listened to the debate on the radio. I personally don't think he did.
Really?
I think that is a very, very common thing that said. I don't think so. I didn't feel like that. But yeah, I'm a Kool-Aid drinker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but I get it. But you see a lot of that.
Yeah,
with the shifty-eyed Nixon. And speaking of the eyes,
David Fry Nixon right there.
I have my big Basset Hound black eyes, and I should probably do that. Hold on a second. I have to go get my makeup.
Oh, please, he's going to go get his makeup.
So,
because I've seen you apply makeup. Normally, it's an anti-shine cream.
It's just a matting cream.
Yeah, exactly.
Though, you know, Mike's probably going to find this interesting. There's a store called Sephora.
Yes.
And I think anybody that has a daughter or a wife, or if you're into that makeup, you've stopped in. They sell fragrances as well. Ulta?
Ulta, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, ULTA.
And I go in there with my wife because that's where she wants to stop. It's near her house, and we go in there, and I pretend like
Mike,
I'm looking
what
around.
What is that you're putting on?
Is this eye cream? Yeah. And there's a men's section.
A men's section?
Yeah, for makeup for men.
That's perfect, Mike.
And
We all float down here.
Your bags are gone.
with the glasses, even better.
And much
dark circles gone.
They're gone. They're gone.
Exactly.
Completely gone.
And I sat there.
Is that what the dog video looks like?
And and I asked.
We're gonna do really well now.
I asked one of the people that worked there. I said, "Are these flying off the shelves? Men love makeup. Now they're selling me. I get that.
But love makeup.
But then I started thinking about it. I was like, we do a video show every day outside of matting cream.
Mm-hmm.
What if there was actually professional makeup done, or we learned how to do it on our own? But for Podville, let me give you some context. The teams at ESPN, they have makeup artists.
Right.
Right? They look great.
Better, Mike. Better. The blend works.
I'm not saying we have to
feel wide awake.
And you look 10 years younger. This is fantastic.
Good morning.
We could all work a little harder to look a little better.
Mike,
I know I could. I know that I could. And I have now, I don't know if you can see it. I'm going to pan the camera.
Oh, okay. You've really blended in your
it's nice.
Your eye cream.
Oops, wrong way.
Wrong way. That's the piano shot.
Hold on.
That's the drum shot. He's panning.
That's
he
the door.
Hard right.
Yeah, all the way around.
Now.
There we go. Ooh,
oh, there
is
a
frame.
Something.
Frame bridge.
Now we're seeing the
door frame.
Door frame. There's a hinge and a nail.
That is my makeup station.
Oh, beautiful. You have a mirror?
That is my makeup station.
Oh, there you go.
You see over there, I've got some makeup. See, there's some makeup. Let me zoom in on it.
You've got your own glam squad.
Yeah.
That's a little glam, and I haven't used it. And I set it up, and I put it on the wall. Yeah. Look, there's makeup.
Yeah. Boom.
There's makeup.
Now, Mike, when you were doing theater, I know you did some theater in high school and college particularly. Did you do your own makeup?
Hey, I used the thing for the first time correctly.
Yeah, good job.
I'm so excited. Let me work my makeup in. What was that, Rob?
When you did theater in your high school and college days, did you do your own makeup?
Body makeup.
I understand.
And that wasn't theater in high school. That was porn.
No, come on. Like when you played Helen Keller's dad, did you do your own makeup?
Captain Keller.
Yeah.
Did I do my own? No, I don't think I did.
I eventually got in high school. I could do my own, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that in high school productions, they did makeup.
Oh, yeah. I used a medium olive base and sometimes some aging stuff, but just standard eyeliner and stuff.
Shine off my nose.
You look beautiful. Eyeliner.
Yeah.
Maybe we should look into that.
Well, Elvis wore it. He looks so good when he's a kid, yeah.
I don't like doing things halfway. When I eat, I want to eat. When I drink, I want to drink. And when I put my makeup on,
I want to do it. Yeah.
There you go. So let me see for the kids out there that are doing.
Are we?
So when you're doing
pair?
A podcast, you want to do these things. You want to make sure that you get under the eyes. That's important.
Yeah.
Now, see, this hasn't really worked because my circles are so deep.
Yeah.
And that is so you really want to get in there, right? That part right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See? No,
this is a good makeup. This should be on YouTube.
It's like the San Andreas fault.
You want to really, really make sure.
There you go.
You take the shine off and get it on the age spots too.
Yeah.
So you cover, you cut what you do.
Don't do this, kids. Don't do this.
No, I think with some blending, he'll be fine.
Blending what?
Yeah.
It's one shade.
This is fine.
This is fine.
Then you blend it all together.
We can contour you.
Does that makeup stick have a brand or a color name to it?
Let me see.
I think it's under eye.
Because it looks like
CoverGirl.
Oh, yeah, but is there a color to it?
CoverGirl, there it is.
What's the name of the shade?
Let me get my brush.
I don't think you're supposed to use a brush with that.
No, you're not. You know what that color
is? It's powder, right?
It's CoverGirl. It's Pennywise.
You guys think you know, but you don't know.
No, I don't think you're supposed to use that brush on liquid cream.
And
you're
I think you're going to ruin the brush and the makeup.
Carla's going to be so
pissed. There it is.
So
mad. There it is. No. Perfect. The shine is off the nose. Yeah. The lines have been eliminated from the face, and you can't see dark.
You're certainly mad at yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm ready now.
Maybe
let's get what's his name? Trevor Morris. Let's get him back on the show. Right, can we? Thank you. Thank you.
Ever ready, Mike. Yeah,
that's great. All right. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Mike O'Mara Show. It's been a little odd today, but then again, that's what Wednesdays normally are. Thank you very much.
I look better than I've ever looked.
A thing
that's
of
awesome.
Beauty. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate
thank
that.
You for
we'll be back with Town of Sound right now after this. I'm going to transform myself.
Friendship. It's one of the best things life has to offer.
Thank you for being a friend.
We're terrible friends, but we love you.
I know.
And for a true example of brotherly love, look no further than the Mike O'Mara Show.
You get the big casino. Die quietly.
Okay.
It's 80 minutes of chumminess that you can enjoy every day.
The only love I really gave was to Matt Bloom.
That'll bite you on the ass, by the way.
Watch it live as it happens on Facebook or YouTube.
Catch it on the go on Stitcher.
iTunes.
Alexa.
TikTok.
Everybody knows the actions on TikTok.
Yeah.
And as always, at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I'm happy.
You getting teary-eyed?
I'm happy,
Stop.
Be a friend and share the love today.
It's an easy choice when you're surrounded by loved ones that you love right back.
Hi, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I look like a corpse now.
You need to put on heavy rouge, though, like a turn-of-the-century corpse.
I think you look great.
When you're doing Soundtown, I'll try to get a different color. Legacy Box is the simplest and safest way to digitize all of your aging videotapes. I know this because I've used it. So is Rob. So is Oscar.
Yes.
You can use videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, pictures. The Legacy Box team professionally digitizes everything by hand right here in the USA. Did you know that magnetic tape Like VHS and camcorder tape was only made to last 10 to 20 years. Did you know that? Did you? Digitizing your old media keeps it safe forever. The time to act is now, because Legacy Box is running a $9 tape sale, regularly $27 to $30. We've all used it. I converted actual film from the 1950s. It looks amazing. Oscar and Rob converted their videotapes before they disintegrated, and now you too can relax knowing your irreplaceable moments can be viewed, shared, and passed on for future generations with Legacy Box. Your memories are meant to be relived, not chewed up by the VCR or worn away with time. Convert your tapes to digital so you can take them anywhere safely. For a limited time, you can get started for just $9 a tape. At this special price, there's never been a better time to convert your entire collection. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's legacybox.com/TMOS to unlock this great podcast first offer, and you're gonna love it. And now it's time for I gotta go back and do this. Sorry, I've been running around doing makeup. Soundtown.
Makeup.
Nope. Let's do it again.
Soundtown.
Just a second. Soundtown. Why isn't it playing? For Christ's sake.
Maybe a little
careful
foundation got into the button.
I gotta go do my makeup.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Soundtown.
I'm here, Rob.
I'm so sorry Mike is leaving because he would love this TikTok trend that's happening right now. Have you seen the pantyhose challenge?
I actually haven't.
This was trending yesterday. People put pantyhose over their head like you're robbing a bank or something.
Yeah, right? Like in a movie.
So your face is marvelously distorted, and then they try to blow out a candle through the pantyhose. All right? I have two examples here.
That's disgusting.
I did it.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
It seems to be hard to blow the candle out through the pantyhose.
I don't know why that would be.
Well, because it's like a filter of some sort,
yeah,
right?
But you can still use a blow out
candle. I think it diffuses the air.
Interesting.
Yeah, so Mike, you can't blow out a candle if you have pantyhose on your head.
What is going on with your face?
I've screwed it up so much. That sounded like a good tape. I didn't hear
it. You know what would be great, Mike, is if you white balanced your camera right now against your face. Because you are pale, buddy.
There we go. There we go. Now pull it away.
There you go. It went back to normal. All right. Are you familiar with the legend of the Hawaiian donkey?
No, not at all.
Okay, there's a little backstory for this tape. Hawaiian donkeys were legendarily stubborn and strong. Mm. So whenever you hear the phrase badass, you're referring to a Hawaiian donkey.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. In Orange Beach, Alabama, there is a new coffee store that opened called Badass Coffee of Hawaii. And the town is in an uproar because they don't want the word ass on a screen, on a sign. Mm-hmm. And here's the mayor, Tony Kennan, saying this is not okay.
We look at that in every way. There is absolutely nothing we can do about it. Believe me, it cheapens our neighborhood. It cheapens our community. And I won't ever buy a cup of coffee from bad donkey coffee company ever. So I would hope the community wouldn't do the same thing. Oh. And I don't think we're prudes by any means, but
you are.
There is no reason for any type of something I wouldn't want my 8 or 9 year old to see to be on a public sign in our town. It shows they have no respect for us, no respect for what we stand for, what we market, what our brand is. They're just here to make a buck.
Well, I think
doesn't he sound like every Southern politician that's ever been put on God's earth?
Well, he was elected based on his speaking skills. I'm sure. Don't call coffee.
I don't.
Call.
Not as long as I'm the mayor, we're going to make sure that the ballot.
How can you allow these F. Biden flags out there, and you're mad about?
Yeah,
right.
You know the badass coffee.
Yeah, badass coffee. Mike,
I tell you, I don't want to wear any more makeup.
I had to pull this because I know it's one of your favorite voices in show business. With that clue, do you know who it's going to be?
Favorite voices in show business.
Just a speaking voice, yeah.
Can you give me a little hint?
He's a singer.
Oh boy, favorite.
I got one.
I have no idea.
Luke Bryant?
No. This is a much lower voice. And this is a speaking tape. This is Trace Adkins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love Trace Adkins.
I knew
voice.
You would appreciate to hear his voice. And here's what they you don't know.
To the ball game.
The last movie that Anne Heche made before she passed was called 13 Minutes. It's about a tornado. It's a disaster flick, essentially. And Trace Adkins was her co-star, and he had some nice words to say. But then again, really just the voice.
My time with Anne was way too short. I met her and got to work with her and spent a couple of weeks with her and enjoyed every minute of it. So energetic. I mean, that's just the energy that she brought into the room with her. I mean, it was infectious, you know, and she just brought everybody up a little bit when she would come on set. And I enjoyed working with her. It's just tragic. It's tragic. I hate that I won't get to work with her again.
I'd love to hear him on Helium.
Who's got a lower voice, Sam Elliott or Trace Adkins?
Me. Here's
what's for dinner. Just a taste of Trace.
A taste of Trace.
Hey, Trace.
This machine doesn't work very well.
I think it works fine. Trace, did you have fun performing at the Trump inaugural?
I sure did. It was a good time.
At the Gaylord?
The Gaylord, yeah, I think it was.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was a good time. Good time was had by all. Just wish that I could really help this thing, but it's not able to turn up at all.
What do you think is a good song to sing at a Major League Baseball game, Trace?
Take me out to the ball game. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have tried this today. You made me late already.
You made me late enough. All right.
Thank you.
We close with this. Happy 49th birthday, Trace, to one of your favorite comics, Dave Chappelle.
Oh, wow.
Dave Chappelle turns 49 today, and I do love this tape where he talks about different grape beverages. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that grape beverages had a racial divide.
I study white people. You don't know that. I'm writing a paper on you. I know what you drink. Grape juice. A lot of black people don't have the privilege of knowing about grape juice because they have grape drink. It's not the same formula that you get. Ain't no vitamins in that. You might have one of your black friends over. Todd, care for a glass of grape juice? What? What is juice? I want some grape drink, baby. It's purple. I don't think I know what a grape drink is. What? Remember that commercial for Sunny Delight when all the kids run in from outside playing and they all run to the fridge? All right, I got some purple stuff, some Sunny D. As soon as you say Sunny D, all the kids go, yeah! Watch the black kid in the back. If you ever see that commercial again, look at that black kid. He'd be like, I want that purple stuff.
Happy birthday, Mr. Chappelle. That's all I got, Mike.
That's awesome. We got to get out of here. Tomorrow we'll try to get old...
Trevor
Morris back on the show. That would be a lot of fun, and we'll be back with another full episode tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to pick up our bonus show if you get a chance. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Make Up Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It's coming from the health sector. I just swallowed a bee.
Oh, it's bad.